Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is money a taboo topic? Do you ever feel comfortable telling somebody, maybe a close friend, that you just can't afford to go to their birthday dinner because it's too expensive? Journalist with the Irish Independent, Saoirse Hanley, is with me on the line today. Saoirse, I had a sort of a half laugh reading your article about this, because we can all identify these stories and circumstances that we've experienced over the years.
Yeah, it's something that I think, like, the more, it's something that never seems to really go away. Like, I think I thought when I was a student that, like, once everybody was out of college and people started working and things like that, that it would all just magically kind of fall into line. But, like, it certainly hasn't been the case. I don't think it ever is going to be. It's just a really tricky thing to kind of get over. And I think it's interesting because, like, I certainly, when I started out in journalism, like, was earning less, and I was, you know, still kind of studying, or I was doing extra work and all this kind of stuff. And then I was on that side of it. And then as I progressed and kind of was able to be on my own two feet a little bit more, now suddenly you're looking at how you can be on slightly the other side of that. And it's still no easier to talk about.
I would actually say it gets worse.
Yeah, I think it does, because if you have an awareness of what it's like to not be able to afford something, then when suddenly you can't, like, you don't want to ever put that pressure on somebody else. Because, like, I know whenever, like, that's not to say that I still don't, you know, debts to pay and struggle once a month, of course. And when I do, like, it's sometimes really hard to admit that to people, especially sometimes when people think, well, you were in a certain wage, you should be fine to do this, or, you know, whatever ways. But people just have so many of their own money hang-ups, or their own money struggles, or their own debts, or their own outgoing payments. You know, like, people, like, I don't have any children, there's people my age who do, and that's a whole other kettle of fish. So it's really, I just wish it was a bit easier for us all to kind of talk about with each other, because we don't. Even people we've known our whole lives, I think it's still hard to.
Or what I find quite difficult is that people that maybe might or would be aware of your circumstances, or might have a little bit of an idea of it, when they decide they want to do something, and, you know, they kind of know that maybe you've had one or two other things on earlier in the year and it just mightn't be possible. And there's that pressure, like, being asked out straight, well, could you not go a bit further in this, or could you not put in a bit more, or could you not do this? It's so embarrassing.
It is. And I think, like, especially with things now that since COVID we're back to, like, going on holidays and doing all of these things. And, like, you know, I've got friends from far-flung corners of the world, and a few of my friends are from Australia. And they've come to Europe a couple of times and we've met them somewhere, or they've come to Ireland and it's been great. And I've not been able to afford to, you know, return the favour and fly back out to them. And it's one of those things that, like, I feel really bad saying I can't afford that, because how are they affording to do it? You know, it's really difficult. Yeah. And I think even then, when you are on a holiday, like, I was away with some of my oldest and closest friends over the summer. And what I've learned in the past few years is that, like, a Revolut vault goes a long way for a holiday, because, you know, when you're trying to pay for dinner in a group over the course of 4 or 5 days, and you're realistically kind of putting the same in to each dinner. Like, no one's really, unless someone's dining out on a steak every night, like, you're probably paying about the same. So I always find the best thing is just to divide and conquer and have a vault that you can each dip into to pay with. Everyone puts the same amount in, and then whoever pays for dinner just takes the dinner amount out of that, and that kind of works out. But how much do you put in it, you know,
is the question. Have you experienced this, Stephanie? That sort of financial disparity between groups.
Hi, Andrea. Yes, definitely. You know, I think what I struggle with as well is that I have, rather than one big friend group that all know each other since college or school, I have a lot of individual friends. And so a lot of times when I have to meet up with individual people, it can really add up, because everybody kind of nearly wants to do something nearly every week or every other week. And, you know, it just kind of, it gets to the point where, depending on the level of friendship, I have actually said to friends, look, I can't afford to do that. I remember I did it recently with a friend, and she was so disappointed I couldn't go to her birthday. She was so disappointed that in the end I had to just make something work and go in the end. But, like, it's crazy, the level of expectation, but also the fact that, you know, every week you have to do something. And, you know, if you're being realistic, you live in Dublin, you pay rent or mortgage, you have all the other bills, you know, inflation that has been up for, you know, the last number of years. Prices in restaurants have gone up as well. Like, you're not spending less than nearly €50 for yourself alone, for dinner and drinks, if not more. So I've definitely experienced it, and I suppose it's a good way to know how to kindly or gently let friends down to say, look, I literally just can't afford it, because I'm not that honest with all my friends. It just depends on the level of friendship that I have with the person.
It's hard.
They say, look, it's so hard, and they feel so let down. They then maybe take it personally, because maybe it's a case that I'm prioritizing other friendships over them. And I'm like, well, no, it's not.
Or they've made the effort for you, and then
you're not reciprocating. Yeah, so it's a really tough scenario to be in. So it's, yeah.
What's your experience of this, Kendra? Kendra Becker is the editor of Goss.ie.
Yeah, I mean, I think every single friend group has a money imbalance. Like, you know, it's just a fact that someone working in finance would make a lot more than someone maybe working in hospitality or the media. So I definitely do think it, like, it's such a common thing. You know, like, I recently went on holiday with a few friends, and now, like, while there wouldn't be like a huge income disparity between us, I'm the only one that rents in Dublin. The rest of them either would live at home or they own their own house. So obviously my monthly outgoings would be higher than them. So I definitely would have felt the pinch that bit more than them. But I think it's kind of a taboo thing to ask people how much money they earn. And I certainly wouldn't ask someone to disclose their salary. But I also think it's really important to be honest about your financial situation, so you're all on the same page. You know, like, you should never put yourself in a situation where you can't afford your rent just because you want to keep up with the Joneses. So, like, I would suggest, like, if you're invited to something that may be out of your budget, I would politely decline and maybe suggest another activity that maybe you can afford. I think, like, regardless, your true friends will understand why you might prefer to, like, order in a takeaway rather than going to a pricey restaurant. And if they don't, I don't think you really want to be friends with them anyway. Yeah. So, you know.
I
think it's really important, to be honest.
Yeah, probably one of my own experience of this sort of comes to mind. You know, when you're going away in a large group, maybe for a weekend or a few days, and you're trying to, people are deciding what accommodation they want to go for. And if you've one, you know, person or couple that want to go for something really extravagant, like, it's incredibly difficult, Kendra, to say to them, well, like, there's actually, you know, sometimes you have to point out, well, there might be two people paying that room or that bill, and if you're one person paying the other room, like, you're both not paying the same amount of money. And it's extremely difficult, when it's actually embarrassing, I found, when you have to say that to people, when you have to highlight it, what you think is the very glaringly obvious situation.
Absolutely. I think any sort of conversation about money is just awkward anyway. But like, I'd always kind of say to people as well, like, your salary isn't a measure of your self-worth. Like, just because your friend makes more money than you doesn't mean that their life is better than yours, you know? So yeah, like, it is an awkward thing that kind of, I think, affects everyone in a different way.
Would you ever see how honest are you with people? Because I know I would struggle with that, to say to someone, God, you know, I was away here or there, or had something on, or a birthday, and I just can't afford it. I know I'd struggle with that.
I think I've really just had to learn to overcome that embarrassment, because, like, there definitely was a few years there, like, just out of college, where I just wasn't earning enough to get by, really. And I was supplementing it by extra work and doing all this stuff. And I have to be honest with both myself and the people around me, because, like, I think if you're feeling embarrassed about that and you're feeling stressed about that and upset about that, wondering what your friends are going to think, like, only makes it worse. Whereas if, like, as Kendra said, like, if they're your friends who love you and care about you and want to help you, like, I think getting it off your chest and setting the expectation early is so important. And, like, I think with your really good friends, like, the financial stuff comes back around. Like, I'm a big, huge believer in, like, you know, a friend, we were actually doing that, going on a trip there recently, and we booked an Airbnb, and whatever way the payments came out, I just couldn't swing the second half until payday came around, like, a week later. My friend had paid the deposit.
Yeah.
And I had to message her and be like, look, I said, I'm so sorry. If you are stuck, let me know. I will make it work. There are overdrafts for a reason. But I was like, I'm just really strapped this month, and I just don't know if I can give it to you until next week. Is that okay? And she was like, oh my God, yeah, you have absolutely done that for me in the past. Like, don't stress about it. That's fine. I can make it work this month. There's no worries. It's grand. And instantly, like, that shame was lifted, because it was like, you're just being honest. And I think that comes with practice.
That's
like,
so
definitely
true.
I couldn't do it. But as I've gotten a little bit older and gotten, I suppose, like, more in the trenches, like, you just learn that sticking your hand out of that trench is probably a good idea. And you would do the same to your friends. Like, what would you say to a friend who said that, you know?
Absolutely. Weddings abroad are the worst, says this texter. Do you think, is it very much an Irish thing, Kendra, that we sort of struggle that money is such a taboo?
Yeah, I think so. But you know what? Like, I definitely think in the past few years, I think the cost of living crisis kind of made people more comfortable talking about money in general, because everyone is feeling the pinch. Do you know what I mean? So I think it would be a little bit easier for people to maybe say, like, Jesus, I'm a little bit skint this month, or, you know, like, I think it definitely has gotten better in the past few years, but it definitely is still awkward topic in general. But again, I think it goes back to, you know, your friend group. And if you find that those kind of conversations are particularly awkward in your friend group, maybe have a look at the friends you're
maybe they're
holding,
not as,
you know,
close,
I mean,
as friends as you might have thought initially. Some friends are so selfish and not understanding about it at all, says this texter. I actually find it can be really demoralising. Keep them coming into us. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Saoirse Hanley, journalist of the Irish Independent, Stephanie and Kendra Becker, editor of goss.ie.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.